Cantor Audio presents The Way to a Duke's Heart by Caroline Lindon, narrated by Gildert Jackson. Prologue. He was born to be a great man. At birth he was swaddled in the finest linens embroidered with the crest of the Earldom of Gresham, his father's second highest title, and therefore his, by courtesy of being the heir. The great estates of Durham and all his father's lesser properties, extensive and wealthy enough to be a small kingdom, would be his one day. His line could be traced back to the first Earl of Durham, ennobled by Richard the Lionheart himself, and on his mother's side he was descended from Edward the Fourth. The blood of not just dukes, but kings, flowed in his veins. He was expected to live up to it. One of his first memories was of his nurse scolding him for some misdeed and telling him how great he would be.
"You'll be a duke one day, a great man like your father, and it doesn't become you to hit your brother," she'd told him as she spanked his hand with her wooden spoon.
He squirmed in agony through the punishment, but there was nothing he could say in reply. His brother Edward wasn't the heir. He was not born to be great. Charles Cedric Spencer FitzHenry de Lacy, eldest son of the Duke of Durham, felt the burden of his heritage from an early date. When he was 8, he was sent off to school. His mother cried, but Charlie was eager to go. Being the heir meant he was closely supervised, and school promised freedom. And first Eton, then Oxford, suited him. In their demanding halls and fields.